Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Black ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studio in the ATL is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Zay Tiggy, Dirty Low, Shy Jones is in the cut, and it's time for Big Facts Friday. You thought I was going to mess up, didn't you?
Nah, Scream, I got the Scream confidence in you.
There you go, salute. Yeah, what's up, everybody? Everybody feeling? Let's get the energy right.
Somebody can fuck that word up, though. But.
Oh, yeah, when we get to the word. You good, Jay? You ready?
Fantastic.
Good? You focused? You good?
She look kind of focused, though. Look.
Yeah. Zay Tiggy?
Yeah, I'm always good.
The
good?
Winner?
Yeah,
the
sure.
Winner of the show?
Of the show.
The winner in life.
Yes, sir.
You going to give us a little something before we ride out?
Yeah, like definitely.
A couple notes.
You know, I'll give y'all a couple notes. Definitely.
That's hard.
Dirty Low?
What's going on, Scream?
What's up, man? You happy to be here?
Man, I'm happy,
you
man.
You got chill in your chest. You got to talk, man. Don't do that.
Hey, little nervous shit. Don't throw the motherfucker on that nervous shit, bro. Yeah, we kick it.
Little nervous, though, but I'm happy to be here with y'all, man. I feel
you're
good,
family,
man. Yeah, I'm around family. That's my man right
for
there.
Sure.
I love the
sure.
Right, so we basically going to build off a word and just create a great conversation. So Jade is going to bless us with a word. What are we doing, Jade?
So the word of the day is impetuous. I-M-P-E-T-I-O-U-S, impetuous.
Impetuous.
And impetuous is basically like acting or moving too quickly without thinking or care. And when I think about impetuous, I think about the way that most niggas nut. Sorry.
This bitch, you were playing.
Just being real.
What they be doing, Jay?
Oh, without care.
Too quickly.
Too quickly.
And don't care.
Without care or thought. Yes.
Oh, God, Jay.
Man, I was finna say something to lead that to the whole conversation. I'm gonna let you at it, Jay.
No, I'm done. It's over with.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Being impetuous?
A quick nut?
Yeah.
I'm just saying
for the woman.
It's terrible.
I know it's a terrible thing for the woman. Does she get flattered by that?
So look, right?
No,
I just posted it on my page.
Okay.
From, shout out to Spiritual Work.
Yeah.
I reposted it from them. But So the first tweet was when, like, a woman says, you know, she got that super grip water, super soaker, Candyland, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But then when the nigga gets in it and nuts quick, she's not flattered by that being a compliment of her advertisement. She's pissed off because she wasn't satisfied.
It's still confusion, ain't it?
Yeah, so it's like...
That's why you just get a rose. Use your rose.
You know why you use your rose.
You can't lose.
Or, you know, I'm in a cut. Or you just find you somebody that could go the first round quick, and then the second round, you got it.
Or you just find somebody that knows how to fuck, and that gets rid of the first nut before he comes to you so that you don't even have to worry about it.
You saying hit something else?
No, I want you to get rid of it with me.
That's what you're saying, though.
No, I mean, not, well, not before he comes to you, but.
That's what you just said.
Like, okay, let me take that back. No, not before he, not, you don't have to fuck somebody else to get rid of the first nut. You can jack off and get rid of it. Nah, it's going to be a quick, if it's a quick, if you're a quick nutter and you know that, like, okay, your second round is going to be extended, like, you know, you got to get that first nut out of the way.
Man, nigga going to be like, I'm going to take me gas, take me pills and shit, trying to keep up with these bitches, man. Nigga ain't with that shit, man.
Get a rose.
Get the rose, man.
What you think, Tiggy?
I think that word, basically, like, if you move too quick and you don't really have a purpose or a meaning to what you're trying to get at or your goals or anything like that, you could easily, like, fuck up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You move too quick. You get into something too quick without having the right mindset or something like that. You never know, like, what you'll get yourself into. You might make a mistake. And then you might piggyback off of it later and be like, damn, well, I think I moved too quick. Like, a lot of people do that in life, you know?
Impulsive.
Yeah, they're very impulsive. So it's like, that's like me with my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna kick off right then and there, you know what I'm saying? So I can't expect it to move too fast or anything like that. I gotta take time. You gotta take your time. You really gotta study and really get your mindset right to really move forward with stuff. So. Yeah, it could definitely put you in mind.
What's the name of the word?
Impetuous.
You could be impetuous with your words too.
Definitely.
You can speak too fast and say the wrong shit and regret it. But then, as black people, us, I know I said the wrong shit, but since I said it, I'ma stand on it.
Definitely.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. And you know it's some bullshit. That's ego.
That's ego.
That's ego is like. I ain't gonna take it back because
and pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pride, yeah.
I got something to add to that. Y'all don't feel like when people say stuff fast and they pissed off, that's really how they truly feel? Because when people say shit to me quick, I feel like that's really how you feel. You can't come back and say, I regret that.
But you can feel that. You can feel like that in the moment, though.
I was about to say that. Because I done been like that before. You just, you ain't mean to.
Yeah,
you
know exactly.
So it's just like.
You're just trying to do a quick jab.
Yeah, you in the moment.
But the part of you mean to.
Huh?
If it came out.
I meant it in the moment.
Right.
You can mean something in the moment, and then you see how the person receive it, and you think about it, you be like, damn, I wasn't really trying to say it like that, but I was trying to say it like that.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Under the heat. In the heat of the moment.
Yes.
What about the people that be saying crazy shit like, I hope you die, or your mama gonna die, or shit like that? Like, you can't take them type of words back.
You definitely can't say that.
Who's saying that?
No, I'm just saying, people be saying that type of shit when they mad, or you mad at whoever you're dealing with. People be saying, like, crazy shit like, I hope you die, I hope your mama die, I hope everybody around you die. And then later on be like, I'm sorry, I was just mad.
Yeah, them type of people need help.
But it's like you saying a lot of shit that you know really ain't finna happen too, though.
Yeah, because I done did that before, too. Like, I'm going to give an example. Like, my friend has a club. It's not open anymore. And his brother has the club next door. So we were having an event there. And it was a discrepancy about the parking. But, like, me and I've known this.
You talking about Alex and Mike?
Yeah. But, like, I've known him for so long, bro. And, like, we've never had an issue, never had a dispute, never had a nothing. But he was, like, trying it about some parking, and they weren't even open or shit. Mm. So it was, like, it kept escalating. It was, like, some real petty tit for tat shit. And, like, I was so mad to the point where, like, I was literally, like, tears crying. Mm. And I said a whole bunch of shit that, like,
I didn't really mean at the moment. Like, I told a nigga, like, he was gonna have to move his kids and, like, all kind of shit. Like, but that's how disrespected that I felt. Like, I really felt like you really doing this to me about some parking for some shit that you're not even using, just trying to be, like, on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I have done that. I ain't never wished death on nobody or no shit like that, but I have, like, done some shit, said some shit that I didn't mean.
So why would he have to move his kid?
Because he was going to pop them damn kids.
That's death.
I wasn't trying to get that deep into it, bro. But, like, nah, like, but it's just, like, I feel like when you're pushed past your limits, mm-hmm. and you feel, like, disrespected, unwarranted, or you feel like disrespected intentionally for no reason. I feel like sometimes, like you said, you can say some shit that you don't mean, and it doesn't necessarily mean that that's how you feel, because me and him have never had a problem. We love each other. We've never had no issues. He always looks out for me, whatever, whatever. But in that moment, I really felt like, nigga, like,
yeah.
your kids are gonna have to move. Like, if you keep fucking playing with me, like, that's how I felt. But it wasn't, after that, we, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it, we hugged and made up, and I never thought about his kids again.
How dangerous is that? Because in that situation, that's one thing, but sometimes that shit stacks on top of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you, now fuck you.
When ego and pride kick in, like you said.
It hits the fan and...
Sometimes people might feel like if it gets to that point, they'll be like, oh, that's how you really felt all along, blah, 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 and they never spoke on it or something like that. So I feel like that's what kind of make it escalate in certain situations, because it's like, if you saying this now, damn, how you felt last week when I was going through this? Or you know what I'm saying? So that can make it escalate.
I feel like that should be situational, though, because just like in that situation with me and him, like, he knows we ain't never had no problem, and he knew that he was wrong. And he knew that, like, I flipped because you were wrong and you tried me, and I had all the right and authority to flip. Right. But it was like, if you were in a situation with somebody and... you've had little shit here and there, you know what I'm saying, to make you kind of like...
question
like,
it.
So when you say it, yeah, you meant
when
that.
When it comes out, like, yeah, you meant that, and I was been right about the shit that I was thinking about you back then.
Yeah, yeah, you've been waiting to say
all
that.
All the little shit that led up to this.
What's the word again?
Impetuous.
What you feel like one of your impetuous situations was? It happened to you or...
I just wrote fast and said something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Tell us about the situation, nigga.
I got some wrong. Don't give me now. Don't give me.
See, this is
like
a special. Like,
yeah, it's like, put a hit out on the kids.
I was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I love the kids.
I got, like, promise that I cuss my second baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she coming at me sideways, though. You feel me? So it's like, man, I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Like, you could die. But she take it as like,
God damn.
You know, I mean, that's my second baby mama, because she don't appreciate nothing. You
but
know what I'm saying? Like,
she's
still
though.
My baby mama, though, but I don't got no respect for her, though. You know,
But listen,
I got respect for my child, though.
You gotta have a certain level of respect for her, because she's the mother of your kids. Did your second kid live with you?
You
or
don't
this
know that situation.
She don't stay with me right now, though.
No,
now,
I'm not.
You know that. You know that. Now,
I got four
you know
kids.
That.
No, listen.
You know that. You know you're an advocate for real niggas. You said that.
I am.
So you know how some of these women's. Now I'm not saying that disrespect is never good, but you know some of these women put themselves in a situation in a predicament where you can't even deal with them.
No, I'm totally with that. But to a certain extent, if your kids are smart, if your kids are well fed, if your kids are mannerable, even though you and this bitch are getting into it, if she's doing what she's supposed to do as a mother, you still have to have some ounce of something for her. Because she's making sure that your kids are good. Now, if you and her are getting into it and she's doing dirty shit to you, she's the worst bitch in the world. But at the end of the day, there has to be a little piece of something if your kids are on point and she's taking care of your kids.
But you can put me in a position that I say some impeccable shit, whatever it is. You can put me in a position where I can say that.
But you can't say crazy things, though, bro. You know you take care of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't call nobody no deadbeat shit.
Exactly.
Living number 4 months. Goddamn. How much motherfucker boy you want me to do?
Wait. Say that again. Hold on.
Living number 4 months.
Say it again.
The baby number 4 months.
What that mean?
I mean, I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I mean, I'm going to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure she's straight, fed, pampers, whatever.
But you know what he's saying, man.
When you on go,
motherfucker, you using the baby as something else. You using the baby as your leverage.
But is he doing
this? This a 4 month baby. This baby 4 months. Bitch, you want me to give you $10,000 a month for a 4 month old?
Wait. You putting words in that man's mouth. He didn't say she asked for 10. What's the problem? Like,
you know how them bitches be, man. Come burp him. Bitch, I'm getting money.
Yeah, I'm getting money.
So you telling me to come burp a baby at 4 o'clock in the morning? You really want to fuck?
Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning if you run a panty bitch?
Don't fall with Bae. Don't fall with Bae. Don't call Bae.
Bae's talking real shit. No, I'm speaking
facts. So the baby mama hitting you up at 4 in the morning?
Shit, probably some bullshit like, yo, can you come get your daughter? She won't let me sleep at night. What type of shit is that?
That means you got to get her some days out the week. So you got to come get your daughter at least 2 or 3 days. Okay, but no, let me tell you.
Okay, I'm going to hear what you said.
Yeah, man, let me tell you. You got a kid with a baby mama, right? And the baby 4 months.
Facts.
That first year is hell for any mama. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. That. It's hell. So if I got your kid and the kid live with me 7 days out the week, and I'm calling you and saying, come get him 2 days out the week, you would come get that
mama.
But
hold on, let me ask you something. Okay. Would you do it out of spite sometime? Be real. What? Call you to get on your nerve and do some shit out of spite.
Right.
No, I ain't go. One of them, though. I ain't had it.
But is women like that?
Yeah, it's definitely women that say shit on spite. Like, if you got, like, a new girl and she still wish she was with you and stuff like that.
I went my first baby mama, but I got 4 by her, you feel me? But I made sure all my kids straight.
I was like, you been playing ping pong.
Yeah, you over here.
As long as you take care of everything, that's all that matters, you feel me?
Everything ain't taking care of, she's still calling you at 4 in the morning asking for shit.
She want to be with him.
Oh, that's what it is?
That could be that, too, though. You know what I'm
saying? He don't know that's fat.
Man, that might be fast.
If I'm calling,
if I'm here with this one, I'm making sure all my kid, my first kid, set the kids straight, and then I tell her, look, I bet I'm about to finish running around, drop the kids off to me, or drop her off to me.
Let me ask you this: were you the second baby mama? Were you with her for any extended period of time, or did you just fuck her and had a baby?
I just fucked her and had a baby to keep it straight. If you want me to be honest with you, though, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so she doesn't have a reason to feel like she was in a relationship with you or anything like that before you went back to the first one?
I mean,
did you leave her for the first one?
Yeah, I went back to the first
one. Oh, well, okay then. That's what it is.
That's what it is. So she been, what you call it?
Vindictive.
Spiteful. I don't know y'all situation. Nah, I don't know nobody. I hope the girl don't get mad or
she's
whatever.
She's being
protective. It is what it
yeah,
is.
But you know they gon' what else would she do?
Facts.
I gotta get on your nerves for this, cause this getting on my nerves that you're not here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should I know what the fuck we talking about, bro?
But I gotta raise my hand. All right. I do know what y'all talking about. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of men don't recognize what mothers have to go through, and y'all think
exactly.
A lot of men think that mamas just be calling to be up under y'all ass, and in reality, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. We sometimes be envious of the fact that you out living your motherfucking life. If we see on Instagram that you out with your new bitch and y'all out having fun, and I'm trying to go to sleep and this motherfucker crying,
that's hate.
It's envious because we both have this child, and if I know that you're not jumping up and you don't even at least have like 2 or 3 of them nights where you feel what I feel, I'm pissed the fuck off.
But so then the man turn around and say, okay, give me mine. I'm gonna bring them over here with my other folk. Then that's an issue.
Yeah, that's
an issue.
I'm not saying everyone. I know me, my child father, all I'm gonna do is, man, give me her phone number and she my sister wife. We in this shit together. I don't give a fuck.
But you ain't finna let Chance go stay with another woman.
What, spend a night?
I'm saying stay. Like, you know what? Listen what I'm saying. You know what? Shit, I don't wanna deal with you. You get on my nerve, this baby mama shit. Give me my baby.
Yeah.
Give me my baby?
I don't want to deal with you because you get on my nerve. I'm keep on saying impeccable. What's the name of the word?
Impeccable.
I'm going to keep saying impeccable shit dealing with you. So what we do is let's map out a schedule. When we map out the schedule, then it's going to be when the schedule going right, everything going smooth. It's too smooth for you now. So you're going to have to corrupt my life. When I agree to do everything that I decide to do.
And I want you on that, and that's what I'm doing.
They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a comment as the real nigga advocate, right?
Here we go.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like no disrespect to mothers and, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect to women or no shit like that. But just going back to what Shaw was saying about being envious about seeing this nigga living his life with his new bitch and not having to worry about the kid and all that kind of shit. I just feel like personally two things. Like, first thing, I feel like you knew what you were dealing with before you got pregnant.
Nope.
You knew what you were dealing with before you had a baby by this nigga. You knew that this nigga wasn't finna sit in the house. You knew this nigga, like, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? First of all. Second of all, as far as, like, what he does, if you guys are not together, that's not any of your concern.
But for every, but that baby mama shit, what I usually see, bruh, they got a problem for every solution you make.
Hold on.
Yeah. You make a solution, here come another problem. Like, every solution you make is another problem, because the problem is not, it's an underlying issue.
The problem ain't the baby.
You can't use your baby as a bargaining chip either.
Hold on, can I speak?
Hold on.
To answer what Jay said, the envious part is more so if a mom is sitting there doing everything she need to do for this motherfucking child, and the daddy, it ain't got nothing to do with the daddy got a new bitch. That's
but you just said that.
No, hold on. My point was, if I'm at this house all day 24/8 with this motherfucking child, and I see the dad is out enjoying his life with his new bitch, any woman is going to feel a type of way. It don't got nothing to do with the bitch. It could have been you be out with your homeboy, you be out with your mama.
That ain't not in them. Not in them, because some women feel like, but it don't make sense what you're saying. It don't make sense.
Yes, it does.
You just said that. Say you see a woman with another with his new bitch, that's envy.
No, it ain't. Y'all missed the very perfect point. If I am with this child 24/8,
your child.
Our child.
Your child.
It's our child.
But it's your, if you have a child
with a man that's become your child, like, come on, y'all, stop being ignorant.
But if something happened to the child, who child is it?
Our
child.
If something happened
to this man or to your baby daddy, who child is it then?
It's still our child.
If he decided to be a deadbeat, who baby is that?
It's ours.
But a lot of people have babies without the consent of the daddy. The daddy didn't sign up to be a daddy.
The man put this dick in you. What you talking about consent? Niggas coming, bitches, to make the baby.
Some niggas just...
We understand what you said. What I'm saying, if he decide to be a fuck nigga, what, you don't love your baby no more?
I'm not saying that you don't love your child anymore. Y'all, see, y'all missing my point. My point is, if you have a child with somebody, right? We talking about women, the bullshit bitches. Either way it go, if you have a child with somebody, and I'm sitting there and I had this child 24 motherfucking 8, and then I look, and on your social media, hold on, not necessarily when you have a child. Anyway, you have a child 24/8, and I look on your social media, you got a new bitch, you doing whatever you doing, you out 24/7, and I'm at home, I know I gotta be up in the morning. This child wake up, 4-month-olds wake up 50 times a fucking night. So if I'm sitting here and I'm frustrated because I gotta do all this, and I'm looking at you, I wanna
call
your daddy
to help me.
Facts.
No, it ain't
don't
even
go on
that.
The
it's
don't
not
look at the
it's not.
I'm pissed off because the nigga not pulling his weight. What are y'all talking about? Financial stability is not all the child. I'm gonna tell you something about the women I was raised by. Fuck him, I'm your dad and your mama. That's okay. Them real women, right? No, that ain't what women raised. Whatever he do is extra, because this my baby. Granted, chance is my motherfucking child. But at the end of the day,
even if your mama and your grandmama felt that way, when you were sleeping at night, she was still pissed off cussing that man out. Y'all don't know that. They still pissed off cussing these niggas out. What y'all talking about?
I'm saying,
no
I'm
woman
finna,
wanna
I'm
raise a child
Indian.
By themselves.
I guess when
period.
You fucked up and said, when you say, if I see him with his new bitch, now I feel a type of way.
No,
you
should have
left that out.
My point was, if I'm raising this child 24/8, I'm gonna still stick to that. If I'm raising this child 24/8, right? And if I go and I'm like, damn, the daddy ain't there. And I look, every time I turn around, you on social media popping bottles and all that type of shit. You gonna get a bitch that's gonna say some shit about that. Cause you ain't pulling your weight. I don't even give a fuck if you sitting here sending her money. Money don't help support a child. Like, yes, you have some type of support.
If the baby live with you.
If the baby live
and
with
she
me.
They're gonna wake up with you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. But
if we got, if this is my child and your child also.
Yes.
Okay. Just because you had a rough night with this baby don't mean that I'm a deadbeat.
Nobody.
Right. And I'm out balling.
Right.
I'm out balling don't mean I'm a deadbeat because you had a rough night.
No, I didn't say that. That's what I'm getting at. Like, initially, I said, do you get the child 2 or 3 days out the week? If you come and get the child 2-3 days out the week and on my fourth day, the baby just tired and cry, I can't call you. Right. But if you don't get this child 5, 7, 8, none of these days out the week and I bug you, nigga, hell yeah, I'm on your ass. You put this baby in me too.
Let me say this. What if when I was with you, I went at home at 4 o'clock in the morning then?
Before you
had
to
go. I wasn't never home then. I was never home nigga.
No,
I've been an outside nigga.
That's facts.
I got you.
I get what y'all saying as far as, cause you know, I got a kid. My baby 4 months, you know what I'm saying? As a mother, your baby gonna cling on to you regardless being a mother because you had him. In the hospital, you skin to skin. Your baby gonna know you more than the daddy. But at the same time, women, we go through postpartum. We go through
Definitely.
Depression.
And that's a real thing.
But I get what she's saying. If we're going through this in a baby 4 months, you gotta give your girl or whoever, even if she not your girl, you gotta
right.
give
if
her
that nigga was
that
kind of nigga
and
before you
that
had
nigga,
that baby.
If that nigga is not that nigga, if that nigga not that nigga,
if that nigga was that kind of nigga before you had that baby, so
that's
how
why
the fuck
they got child support. I'm just put it like that. Exactly. You don't wanna do nothing. You
she
don't wanna
she don't care about the money. She ain't talking about the money.
It ain't
like that. How you gonna turn me to a motherfucking nurturer when I never nurture anything? Not even you.
Because once you lay down and you nutting me and we have a baby, that's your responsibility too. It's not just on me.
How you gonna make that his responsibility?
I didn't make him lay down.
Hold on. Some niggas feel like responsibility is this.
That's and not
when I get my baby, I get them.
But
that,
then a nigga,
that's
all
they know.
They don't know any better to be able to
but
do
a nigga will get mad once they see another nigga stepping up being stepdaddy. You
the same
feel
way
me?
You finna so get mad if I take this bitch over to my house and I'm this other bitch. Why
but as
baby?
A woman, I'ma be mad because that's just me as a woman.
Okay,
my
well, that's
feelings,
not right. That's not right.
Feelings,
that's not right.
My feelings gonna be like that. My feelings gonna be like that.
If you're not taking care of your child,
what's taking care of your child? What's taking care of your child?
Taking care of a child. Let me express for those
anything,
people that
anything
don't
with
know.
Another bitch is a problem.
No, it
and that's
ain't.
Why most
no,
niggas
no, it's not.
Shy away yes, from any
no,
kind
it's
of
not.
Responsibility.
Yes, it is.
Because they don't want to deal
so,
with
so,
that
so,
shit.
Hold on,
first of all,
so,
no, it's
so
not.
If a nigga go to jail, if a nigga go to jail, if your baby dad, if he was, you married a street nigga, I mean, you had a baby by a street nigga, he go to jail, you mad at it?
If I'm mad that he went to jail?
Yeah, because he's not there to nurture the baby no more.
Yeah, of course, I'm going to be mad.
So, but you knew this was a drug dealer.
Listen.
So, do you know what comes with being in the streets?
First of all, we don't.
I'm asking a question.
I do know what comes with being in the streets. Listen, my baby father not a street nigga, so I'm gonna talk about experience, okay? My baby father not a street nigga, so I can't sit here and
I just asked you a question, though, Shy.
But if my baby father was a street nigga and he still wasn't doing emotionally there for my child, I would
feel
away. If
he go to jail, though,
if he go to jail, hell yeah, I'm gonna feel. Anybody gonna feel away? Anybody go to jail, baby?
But I said, are you gonna be upset with him that he can't provide and do the things that he's supposed to do?
No, I wouldn't be upset that he can't provide. I'll just be upset. Like, damn, we in a situation because, like you said, I already knew what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. But listen, at the end of the day, what y'all was saying was, okay, you already dealing with a nigga, he in the streets and he doing whatever. You know what type of nigga you signed up for. What y'all fail to realize is these niggas could be street niggas to y'all and all they homeboys and all this street, all blah, blah, blah. But when he get in the bed with that girl, he ain't sitting here telling her, I ain't going to be shit when I put this baby in you.
He feeding her.
He feeding
it's
her.
It's a lot of niggas
fucking
do that.
Whispers and motherfucking hopes and
okay,
dreams.
But
like, keep that shit a buck.
I don't. Okay, I get what you're saying. You only in the bed for how this many minutes, this many
no
hours.
Kid.
But at the same time, you
don't have no.
But
at
the same time, you don't have a kid.
But
when
same,
you have a kid, we gonna revisit
that. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
It does. Like when we have a kid, we gonna revisit it.
All right,
we
just saying that you jealous of this nigga's bitch. That's what you.
That's what you said.
No, I
didn't. That's what you said.
That's not what I said.
You my dog, that's what you said.
That's not what I said.
It is what you said.
I said envious of the situation. Y'all not listening.
That's what you said.
Bro.
What you mean? You can't take that back. That's what you said. You said, if I'm
taking care of my child 24/8,
and you look on Instagram and see this nigga out with his new bitch.
I'm gonna be envious. That's what you said.
That's envious of the fact that you're not taking care of your child.
But why you put the bitch in it?
Man, please.
Why wouldn't you feel this no type of way?
You said,
I also came back and said it could have been you with your homeboys.
You can't
be out
there
trying to
freeze
it. It don't matter.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
but it could be a bitch. Yeah, you're not taking care of your child and you got a bitch, it's a problem, bro. If you're not taking care of your motherfucking child, and you got another woman, and that woman is not forcing you to take care of your child, that's a fucking problem. And if you a woman and you don't see a problem with that, then you a problem too,
But you just sat there and said, because some people feel like financial is taking care of their kids. Some people feel like that.
Some people do feel like that.
Okay, but you saying if this nigga ain't coming over here at 4 o'clock in the morning because you tired.
I didn't say 4 o'clock.
That's what we said earlier. No, well, you said if he can't get him a couple of days out the week, that's gonna frustrate you because you see him with his other bitch. That's what you said. He could be giving me money and all that. That's what you said.
You just said that.
Yes, you did, Shy. You did.
Right,
Queen.
We can revisit it.
That's the whole.
Did she just say that? Camera people? Anybody?
All right.
You said that.
Anything. Like,
I feel like regardless.
I get what you're trying to say, but you said that though.
Right. You said one thing, but I knew what she meant because
I know what she meant too. But you said it.
You know how I know because I'm after all this man, woman, child, bitches, hoes, all that shit. I'm the kid that y'all forgot about.
Exactly.
And yes, we do grow up, and my daddy wasn't no street nigga. He was a preacher. He's still a preacher. But guess what? I love my father. My daddy wasn't shit, and he was never there. And I still wanted to love him, but my mother would get mad, so I had to hate my father in order to show my mother I loved her.
Exactly.
What she's saying is that it's hard at times, and when she see you out here doing your living your best life, she's just simply saying that she wished that you could see or appreciate the struggle, just how a working man feels that the wife is always ragging on him, he out working. He want them to know how the struggle is real. At the end of the day, it's a struggle. And at the end of the day, the only person who gonna get fucked up is the child. And yes, we do know. We hear and know and see everything. And we don't forget shit.
Period.
Facts.
So you all had, and I don't have no kids.
At the end of the day, you, to me, the parents draw the wedge with the child.
They do.
Because at the end of the day,
they do.
If I go have a baby by a stripper.
Right.
I know that my kid, when, soon as I, if I fuck her off, I know that somebody else is going to have to watch my baby at nighttime.
That's right.
Because I'm in the street grind and she's checking her
in. In the club.
Or at the end of the day, because you just simply not.
I got it.
Exactly.
What I'm saying.
But no, somebody else what watching the child.
What he's going to be because he in your pussy, you know what you got. This nigga ain't never been to no functions. He ain't never did nothing. How the fuck he going to turn into a great dad?
That part.
It's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
But I think she just wanted to have understanding.
So now you finna give me a responsibility and think that I'm finna change? Sure. No, I'm finna be the same nigga. And I'm gonna be even worse because you're gonna be upset and you're gonna display that to me.
And it works both sides. It works on both sides.
Okay, so how would you feel if you had a kid, right? Yeah, you could be a street nigga. You could do all that kind of stuff.
Not even street nigga. You could be a preacher.
You could be a preacher. You could be any nigga. Like, if you don't want to be there for your child.
You're not gonna be.
Then... How you gonna feel? Because a woman is never gonna feel like the way she wants you to be there.
That's true.
Whatever a nigga do, you're gonna have another problem.
You know what?
He with his bitch. Or he with his friends.
Okay,
whatever
so
you do, you're gonna
you
have another problem.
How explain that to that child when that child get old enough and be like, damn, mama, my daddy wasn't there. Where's my daddy? Or, damn, my daddy with this girl, with this lady, she got three kids. And he forget about me. What about me? Because you got niggas out here that'll go have sex with a bitch who got 15 kids.
Big facts.
And spend all that time with them and forget about the first child that you done had with that woman. And then that first child's going to feel abandoned. That's abandonment.
That's true. That's where a lot of stuff come in at.
Yeah. So it's okay. You can go do your thing. Go to the strip club, throw all your money. But make sure you drop by my baby and tell my baby, hey, you love him, and get the fuck on.
What if he was doing that, though?
That'll be
what
cool.
What if I can't do
that'll
that,
be,
though?
But, yeah,
what if I can't too. Do that? What if I can't do that?
If you can't do
what
that,
what if I can't do
that?
What if I can't deal with this bitch, man?
If you can't deal with her, if you can't deal with me as a woman or your child, if you can't deal with me, don't deal with me. But if you can deal with your child, deal with your child.
How?
How
would I call you using my baby as a bargaining chip?
No,
I'm not using your baby
as a The problem is men have the option. That's
men
just
go
men have the option, and that's just what it is. But men have the option
right.
on
right.
whether they want to be in their child's life or not, and then whether whatever he do, women's supposed to be okay with it.
You a can't woman, say that, but you can you cannot woman, drag me because of your feelings.
If a woman decides
baby,
that she don't want to be a mother, she's some bullshit, she
exactly.
a bitch, she all type of bullshit. But men can go and decide to pop in, pop out, go over here, have babies, and do whatever the fuck he want to do.
Because
that's how. But I just asked y'all a question. What if I say, okay, baby, you see, we don't get along.
Coming in to talk
somebody. Co-parent.
So we need to find you another baby and give me mine.
No woman is going, no real
ain't
mama
no
about to
give
up her child.
Her.
I, but I'm saying, so you want me to be on your time?
It ain't
with my child?
My
that's
time.
What I'm saying.
It's just us co-parenting.
Time.
Like, what the hell
but
is
I'm saying,
wrong?
Some people, like
have
you
time.
Ever seen
yeah.
a situation
no,
where it's damn near impossible to co-parent?
I have.
That's
I'm
all I'm talking about. I'm talking about from that issue.
I have.
Because I see
have.
A lot of my niggas that want to be in their kids' life, and
yes.
it's like impossible.
Yes.
Man,
that's what I'm speaking on.
They don't get along. Yeah, that's I've seen that before.
What happened? That's what I'm speaking on. You get what I'm saying? A motherfucker that make it damn near impossible to be with their kids. Not a person that's...
And, if that's
and,
the case,
and what you
that's
said,
what
Shot, that put me in that mind frame. Because of what I'm doing, you saying whatever I'm trying to do for my baby is not enough.
Right.
That's why I took that in offense. Because you saying... All right, I can wake up one day, even if he take care of his kid financially, he might see him 1 or 2, 5 times a month, whatever I can do. But that's not enough because I'm waking up, seeing you doing what you're doing, and I'm frustrated with my kid being hungry or sad or crying or whatever.
Yes.
That ain't right to me.
That's not right.
That's not right.
That's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Hear me
right.
out. Look, can we all just...
Go
like,
ahead, go
hear,
ahead.
Hear me out. Listen. You said, like you just said, 3 or 5 times out the month or whatever it is. What I'm saying is a mom, when she have that child, we really have the 24/7, like, barrier on us. And like baby girl said in the beginning, you got postpartum, you got all type of depression, you got all that
I get
shit to
that,
go
but
with.
All that has
and
to be communicated, though, queen.
That's what I'm,
all
I
that
agree.
If it's not communicated, you just feeling like you finna yin-yin me. Then you're gonna make me say fuck both of y'all.
Yeah,
that's
I,
what usually
yeah.
happens.
That's what I got it.
That's what usually
that,
happens.
That's why that's what I'm saying.
It's like, I can't do
that's
it.
I can't
operate off your feelings. Because you already told me there's envy there. So I'm gonna feel that.
Because I'm not with
when it's time
you.
To deal with my kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel that.
And that, I think that piggyback off her saying co-parenting.
If like, you're not upset, if we co-parent, we co-parenting. Yeah. Fuck what I got going on. Now I gotta understand it. It's and that's gonna be communication is gonna make me know my obligations.
Yeah.
But then,
I can't let you wake up every day with different motherfucking shit for me to do.
I don't.
But then
think.
My whole thing too is like, even outside of that, like, and I know I don't have kids, so I don't understand or whatever the fuck she said. But once you decide to lay down with this nigga and decide to go ahead and have this baby, you don't understand that your job from now on is to be a mother and to be mm-hmm. here with this kid 24/7, whether this nigga is present or not.
That's what I was saying about the jail shit.
And a father. Like,
I get what you're saying, but it still has to be proper communication.
Black people, we make it seem like that shit.
It still
has
to be proper communication, though. If you some bullshit, you some bullshit. No matter
but
what.
Niggas be bullshit too.
I understand that, but niggas be bullshit. But you could push him on the way of making some worse bullshit. I could be some bullshit that wanna be some high bullshit.
What?
Real shit. I could already be some bullshit. Wanna take care of my kid, but you forcing me away because I can't deal with you.
Like, I can look at this kid as the thing that's finna change my life. But so
you're gonna demote me to being a good father, basically.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. You might as well take out child support and put me on a visitation right.
That's just like trying to fight oil with water.
Get on a weekend.
It's not gonna happen.
I'm just saying that's the only way it's gonna work because I can't deal. When I call you, now I gotta go through something like, hey, what y'all doing over there? I wanna get bruh for the weekend taking a woo. You ain't call that week. You know that shit go like that.
Yes.
I gotta damn near kiss your ass to be a father.
Facts.
To take care of my responsibility. Because the only way for me to get to this nigga is through you.
Only way for me to see my kid is through his mom. So if I don't have a relationship, a proper relationship with his mom, that's gonna damage the relationship with my kid.
That just go back to what she said. You know what you lay down with. You know the type of nigga you lay down with. And I respect that because you got a lot of women out here that'll really just lay down with anybody. Just because of their own emotions and feelings or whatever, and then they'll have a baby and be fucked up and fucked over.
I got too many friends that fucked hoes and had babies by them that ain't had no type of feelings. Now they feel like you my wife.
Yeah, but
you ain't my wife now. You just got a baby. We got a baby together. Let's figure out how to take care of this kid's kids.
You really lucky that I'm fucking even trying to be a daddy to this motherfucker, and we ain't got no type of nothing going on.
When you have a kid, it's way different. You would think because you have a child, your mindset changed.
My dad was away. He went to Chang Gang, he did all that shit. So I, in my heart, even if I didn't fuck with Shante coming up, I'm going to stay around till my kids get grown.
Right.
Because that's what I chose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna allow you, because I see, if me and you break up, you're going to be bitter.
Yeah.
And it's going to go against my kids. You're going to tell them, I left y'all, not you.
Right.
So now you poisoning my kid to the point of, I'm starting to see this little fuck nigga. He acting like a little fuck nigga.
Towards me.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I ain't fool.
Yeah.
What I'm about to do? You going to see when you get grown, you get your own bitch. But no, I ain't finna allow you to do that. I ain't finna allow myself to do that.
Right.
Because then that's going to hurt them.
Right.
Yeah. But some niggas feel like, I ain't never liked you, bitch. So why the fuck I'm finna play like I like you for this kid? Right. Either we gonna co-parent or we not.
Facts.
Just cause you got the oversee, you got the baby with you, don't mean that you the...
You oversee me.
Yes.
Why you looking at me? That ain't what I said.
I'm asking you though, but that's kind of what you said.
No, I didn't. I initially said 2 or 3 days. What did I tell you, bro? I said, if your father get their child 2 or 3 days. That's what I'm saying. If you're not getting your child at all,
he said he was already doing it.
No, but I was just saying, like, what did I ask you? I said, do you get your child like 2-3 days?
Yeah.
That's where it kind of popped off.
It's just a touchy situation to me, because I see a lot of niggas that's real good dads. They be trying, bro. They be trying their best. Like,
ask me.
Like, I be had to call one of my partner baby mom for him, like, you was tripping, shit. Let him see it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to call this bitch myself as a friend, because she my friend, he my friend. Right. Like, y'all tripping, and then I get to a common ground for them to get their kid. That shit lame to me.
Okay, I agree
because
with you.
Because you upset.
That is lame. I'm not taking away from y'all on that lame shit. I'm not defending no bullshit woman at all. What I'm saying is there are some men out there that's even more bullshit.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
For sure, but if he become a deadbeat, queen.
What?
If this dude become a deadbeat, don't be mad at him. Fuck him. Take care of your kid.
No, I agree with that. I'm not saying that. All right, listen.
That's all I'm saying, Sean.
I'm not saying, but even if that man decide to become a deadbeat, right? the woman is still going to feel some type of way. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot of stress.
If you're a deadbeat and I have a child with you, you not doing shit for my child, and I see you popping bottles with your boys, your new bitch, or whatever the fuck you got going on, you're going to
feel some type of way. But if he's a deadbeat dad, that means he was a deadbeat.
You know what I'm saying? A deadbeat nigga before you fucking got pregnant.
No, but a lot, hold on. I'm not saying that because I know some deadbeat niggas that have sold women hopes and motherfucking dreams. I got homegirls that was with niggas that have told them all type of bullshit. That and told them we gonna have this baby. I'm gonna put this baby in you. Exactly. And they didn't have the motherfucking baby and the nigga go.
That's lying.
That shit. That's lying. That's lying.
But you say that, you're a pussy.
You got niggas.
It's a lot of niggas that do that. It's a lot of niggas that would sit there.
I'm not saying that's not. That's some pussy shit. Every nigga does it.
You got niggas that.
That's some bullshit.
You got some niggas that'll sit there. They'll be one person while they with you, talking to you before a baby. But then when they had that baby and that pressure get on them as them being men, because women mature faster than men, period. Oh God. They get that responsibility. They get that mindset like, I can't handle this shit. So what I'm gonna do? I'm finna go fuck off. Because my stress level is not the stress level of her where she could just cope with being with her baby, being by herself. A nigga gotta go fuck on something, gotta go lick on something, gotta go be with they niggas and all this kind of shit to really get theyself together instead of taking time to actually learn to be a parent, learn to know how to take care of a baby, learn to do all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I can't, as a woman, I can't take all that stress on top of postpartum, on top of me healing, my body healing fully from pushing a whole 6, 7, 8 pound baby out of me and thinking like, damn, I ain't got nobody to be there for you. Just thinking that girl ain't had no type of support, no family, no nothing. All she got is you. She gonna call you at 4 o'clock in the morning. My shit banging right now. I can't walk. I can't do this. If you can't be like, all right, I'm gonna come through for
you. If we ain't in no relationship, I'm
it
not
don't
coming
matter
over
if
them.
You ain't in a relationship. You gotta think like, damn, you got a kid.
Give me my baby. Give me the baby. Mm-hmm. Give me the baby. I feel like, I honestly feel like that. Yeah, like, let me get my child.
And you said I'm gonna come over there and pick up the baby.
Yeah, that's
But you can't. It has to be organized. You can't call me at a spur of the moment just cause tonight you tired and say, can you come get him? To me, I'm feel like this.
Like you playing with me.
Yeah, you playing with me. Oh, but if you say, I'ma be tired, I know I am. Can you get this baby two times or three times a week?
But going back,
I respect that. That's communication.
That. But going back,
you can't call me out the blue. Ain't no telling where I'm at or what I'm doing, and tell me come get this baby.
You
feel like you're supposed to be able to do that, right? That's impossible. How? You couldn't call me and tell me to come home before I was when I was just fucking you. So how you gonna be able to call and tell me to come get a baby at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, but you'll come at 4 o'clock in the morning before I had that baby to come.
Sometime I win.
Shit.
Sometime I win. Every morning
you ain't gonna let that
man. Man, I don't know what kind of nigga y'all dealing with.
It's a lot. It's not even.
I'm just being real. Because at the end of the day, the same nigga you dealing with, he gonna.
It's not even me dealing with.
Besides a fuck nigga. A fuck nigga gonna be a fuck nigga. So I ain't talking about no fuck nigga. I'm talking about a nigga who really love their kids. It's a nigga that really love their kids but hate their baby moms.
Yeah.
And she hate him. So if you call, if I know you hate me and I hate you, if you call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're being spiteful. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you knew you were tired early that day. So call me early that day. Can you get the baby or can y'all come get the baby for the night or whatever? Let me get some rest.
Drop off. You know what I'm saying? That's
I'm saying proper communication is all it takes.
But that goes back to what I was getting ready to say about her saying like the nigga having to deal with pressure and step up and all of that. But at the end of the day, what if the pressure is, okay, I feel what you're saying about, like, postpartum and all of that, because that's a very real thing. I have, every friend that I have that's ever had a baby went through postpartum, and I went through it with them. So I understand and I get it, or whatever. But at the end of the day, you're saying, like, pressure, whatever on this nigga. But you're going through postpartum, you're going through this, you're going through that. At the end of the day, you can't. You're saying that the man should, you know, learn how to be a father, learn how to be a parent, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's a process. That doesn't just happen overnight. Especially when you're dealing with a nigga that has never had those type of responsibilities.
Okay, and that's just just had her first baby. We can do this together. We don't have to be together.
Know what I'm saying?
But we can learn this shit together. It's not about, I'm not saying like stress, men don't stress. Men can go through postpartum too. But at the same time, if this our first baby,
Now, I'm speaking loud. If you done had five kids, you should know how to deal with it.
Facts.
Definitely. You should just be like, kick rocks, nigga. I got this. But if this your first baby and your baby like 4 months and all this kind of stuff, she's going to need that support because this our first child together.
But what I'm saying, I expect you to do, if you...
Yeah, it's just a toss-up on... Y'all talking about two different things. Yeah. I'm talking about a kid. I ain't talking about a newborn. I feel like a newborn, so y'all should damn near still be together.
Yeah.
4 months. Just whatever your situation is, I don't know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, on some G shit, I don't know what you got going on with your situation. 4 months. You,
that one, your bitch. Yeah, I'm going about 4 months, and that's what he said.
Baby daddy, baby mama,
I'm going to keep it straight with you, though. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so what if this is like, you sit here telling your people that you trying to start a business. So if you start your business, you take your last, I got that get you
we
situated.
We talked about this 2 years ago.
You take your last, you know what I'm saying, to get your baby situated because you know you got a fifth child.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you sit here and break this down to your baby mama, like, look, yo, I got goddamn 75K, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? But shit going on, I need to goddamn get right.
So if I'm sitting
there telling you that and you agree, then I take my shit and go get my business going. Then when the business get going, you know money ain't gonna come in.
We
like
talked
that.
About this two
you know what I'm saying?
Years ago.
So,
dog.
Okay, up out of the blue, you just called me, goddamn, oh yeah, I need you to go do this and that. Pampers ain't shit, bro. Everybody can buy some goddamn Pampers. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's facts. Anybody buy Pampers. But don't make a situation, bro, because a nigga was up, goddamn.
They talking about morally, basically. They talking about, like, compassion for the kid, compassion for this, compassion for that. But to me, that leads to what you want.
Right.
Exactly.
To me.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's the energy that's put out too. Like if the woman just putting out a toxic energy,
yes,
and all that, you just no matter how much I love my kid, it's like I can't even get near this energy because
yes, that's what I'm speaking for.
She wants that sometimes. Again, it's the ego.
Like
let's put this ego and all this baby daddy, baby mama shit to the side and be mothers and fathers.
Yeah, I ain't speaking on a mother. I'm speaking on a bitch who using his baby as a bargaining tool.
Well, I think I was speaking on being a mother.
Mother, right?
Yeah,
I was
for sure.
I was speaking on being a full-time mother.
Well, a full-time baby daddy was already your baby daddy, though.
Yeah.
He's saying this just was, you know, end up being a baby mama. How'd that go?
Well, even if you fucked her and she had the baby,
okay,
right?
Okay, but you can't put no stipulations on it.
There's no stipulations. You still have to either child support plus visitations. You still have to find
but
a
common... But if we cannot come to a common ground, Sha?
Man, you even, got the... You, common ground don't got to go between y'all child support. Them
just
folks do it.
Just paying
but to me, it's not even about the baby mama, the baby daddy. Like, it's whether you're with this nigga or not. Like, if you're not with this nigga, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be some issue there and some sort of fucking dissension there because you're not with this nigga. Like she just said, and I hate to have to keep going back to it, but when females see a nigga doing something other than them, when they have a baby or when there's a small child involved, 9 times out of 10, there are going to be some major issues with that relationship.
Yeah. It is.
Can you sign me up? Sign me up. Real quick. I hate to do this. I'm going to put my business out there. Like, everybody here know I'm not with my daughter, daddy. Like, I'm not with Chance's dad at all. But me and Chance's dad ain't been together, what, since Chance was 2 months old? Like, that's my baby daddy. I don't, like, Chance's dad has dated other women. None of that shit play a part. Like, and nothing that if I get mad at her daddy. If I get mad at her daddy, it ain't got nothing to do with no other
bitch.
But
you told me he was a good dad, though.
Exactly.
So why do you get mad at him?
No, if I'm mad at Chance's dad, this is what I get mad at
Chance.
Together.
Why do you get mad at him? I'm just asking a question. Why do you get mad at him?
If I'm mad at Chance's daddy, it's because of, like, the urgency. Like, if Chance school called me and say Chance didn't do some shit and then her dad called me about it, my next question is, are you on your way up there? If he not saying I'm on my way up there or... Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga, it's for me to go shoot this school up? It's for me to go figure out what the fuck going on? But you are the custodial parent. We both are. When you have a child, me and Chance daddy didn't just fucking make her out of nothing.
But didn't you say he was a good father?
No, he is... Hear me out. Her dad is a great dad. Chance love her fucking daddy. Her daddy love the fuck out of Chance. But still, you and I both know. Sometimes I be mad as fuck with Chance daddy. I be hear me out.
Your own issues though.
Don't got nothing to do with my personal issues with him. Most of my issues with him is like the sense of urgency when it comes to Chance. Or it's like if you ain't seen Chance in 2 weeks and my baby asking me where Chance where her daddy at. That's where I'm at.
And a mother got to explain that.
I got to explain this. Yeah, and first of all, because I know you love my child, I'm not going to never look at Chance and be like, yo, your daddy some bullshit. I will never do that. I'm going to make up excuse for like, oh, your daddy at work, blah, blah, blah. So if I call you like, hey, I've been telling Chance you've been at work for 7-8 days, my nigga, we need to see her. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now I'm on that ass. It may seem like, oh, Shy, some bullshit, but I'm cussing your ass out because I didn't sit here and lie to Chance for a whole week. saying you've been at work and my baby missing.
That's not what we're talking about.
What I'm saying is a lot of parents go through that type of shit with these niggas. Niggas will tell women all type of shit.
I guess we talking about the wrong.
Y'all
we talking about
something
different.
No, I think totally with the difference is me and baby girl talking about women. Y'all talking about bitches that just giving niggas the hard time just to be giving them the hard time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Motherhood.
I'm talking about plain motherhood in general,
most mothers, like the average mom. We're not talking about the bitches that just want to give niggas a hard time. I'm talking about the average
mom. The ones who will sit there and actually take care of their child and let the nigga do what they want to do. But at the same time, it's like in the back of my head, I'm going to be like, damn, I want to go to the Bahamas. Nigga, you just left from Jamaica and shit and been there 2 weeks. Can you at least come get the baby for 2 weeks so I can take a cruise, so I can get a break?
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool,
because I've been a mother.
So would you feel like your baby mama a woman or just a baby mama? What you think?
She's just a baby mama, bro. Shit. Damn goddamn woman. The woman over there. You want me to keep that serious? You want me to keep that?
I ain't gonna play that. Nah, bro. I done seen some niggas really cry. See a grown man cry like, bro.
Me too.
Like, by the kid, bro. Like, you got some real... You got some real women that's fucked up, bro, with their kid. Like, you the kid bargaining chips and turning the kid against this dude. Well, he have a... Like, mom, if you saying this, this gotta be right.
Mm-hmm.
If you saying this nigga ain't shit, this gotta be the truth.
Because you all I know.
So you building my relationship with my kid for me.
Yeah.
All off of your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason why I feel like we going back and forth is because when you said what you said, it made me thought of how these bitches do my partners.
Right, exactly.
Hold on. That's it, queen. That's it.
No, I get that. But just even that, a lot of women would... let me just say this. A lot of women, when they have a kid, right, our life is never going to be what it once was once we had this child.
Facts.
Like, I'm going to just put that out there. Our life is never what it was once we decide to pop this damn baby out of us. But we get envious. Like, when I say envy, it ain't hate. It's just envious that the fact that men, y'all can still boost around. Y'all can still do what the fuck y'all want to do. I could be at the house with this big-ass baby. I just had this baby, whatever. I can't go move around like y'all can.
I get what you're saying, but think about this, though. My opinion... Most women should know before they have a kid, this is solely on me, regardless of how it goes. That's how I look at it.
Listen.
So at the end of the day, you take out of that. You take that out of your mind. Because the thing about it, what you're saying is, some women shouldn't even have a kid. They should just run around like the nigga then. Either you want to be a woman or a man.
What this is?
Because a nigga going to be a nigga regardless.
No, this is what I'm saying. When you have a child, nobody is having a child. I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. No woman is having a child thinking that I'm solely about to be... providing for this child by myself. Like, nobody is thinking that.
Your mom raised you by herself, right?
Yeah, my mom raised me by herself.
So, do you see the struggles of that?
Hell yeah, I saw the struggles of that.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, you know what come with being a mom.
Right, I know that I didn't have the option. I knew that once I decided to, like, whoa, I'm about to have a chance, I knew that no matter what her daddy decided to do, if whatever the fuck happens, I have to take care of this child. But even though I'm keeping it a buck, I'm still going to get pissed off with this nigga. Like, why wouldn't I be?
You think you pissed off with the nigga or the
situation? What y'all talking about?
You think you pissed off with the nigga or the situation?
Both! I'ma keep it a buck with y'all. If I, like, still to this day, if I'm stressed out, y'all know how I run through this bitch with Chance, all type of shit.
Would it be different if, and I'm just saying in general, would it be different if all you had to do was take care of the daughter, or is it more resentment maybe because you still have to, like, move and shake and work and also provide as well? Do you think it'll be different if it was like, I'm just shooting to the moon, a ball player that your house paid, your car paid, all that shit is paid, all you gotta do is take care of the child. You think it'll be different?
I don't know how to answer that because of the type of woman I am.
Right.
So I want to keep everything honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to answer that because I was dating somebody that said, Shaw, I could give you $1 million right now, you still gonna work the way that you work. Mm-hmm. So in reality, I don't know how to answer that.
Gotcha. But okay, let me ask you this. If y'all was in a relationship and dude was in the house with you, would you give a fuck if he was a truck driver gone for 2 weeks and you actually telling Chance he's at work?
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why would you give a fuck if he got to provide for the house?
Hold on. I will only give a fuck if it's affecting my child of her saying, I miss my daddy. I don't get to see my daddy.
But that's also stressful
in that situation. There's also stress for the father having to be the provider.
No, I get that.
So the father can't just be at home not providing.
Like, even with Chance's dad, like, he do everything he can do for Chance. He do everything he can possibly do for my daughter. I'm saying I would still feel like, damn, my baby want to spend, when you come back, can you spend a whole weekend with her? I'll be trying to compromise that. You get what I'm saying? If you're a truck driver and you're doing everything you need to do for the family, okay, cool.
Well, let me ask you a question. If he was a truck driver before and he's a double shift, he's a super worker, this is what I do. I want my kids to have the best. So I got to work for the next 10 years, back and forth, back and forth. I see my baby on FaceTime, whatever I can do, I can do. And my baby saying I miss her, I'm a fuck nigga now? Because I want to take care of?
First of all, I never said the fuck nigga.
Not fuck nigga, but I'm saying, you going to be upset with me because I'm trying to take care of y'all?
I'm not going
to
be upset, but I'm also going to say, hey, can we put the family on the insurance so maybe when you got a short drive, you can stop by the house and get a chance so she can ride with you to motherfucking South Carolina and back?
But you don't understand.
I'm trying to compromise.
But you're trying to compromise a man's life that you can't do. Because I may not want my child in a truck.
But listen, when you have a child, we both got to compromise because I got to compromise my life to take care of this motherfucker.
Okay, but when I stop working, let me say this, you right? All right, well, I tell you what, Sha, I'm going to fuck that. We're going to see a big fat can pay for me and you the baby. I'm going to just lay in the house and take, I'm going to burp, I'm going to do everything. How that work? Then I'm a lazy ass nigga.
I give you that. Cause
how that work?
This is what I'm going to hit you
with. If I spend all the time with her, but can't provide, how that go?
And then this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to hit you with the late night.
Not trying to be like a pick me or no shit like that. But at the same time, the same way that the kid is saying whatever, like, okay, I miss my daddy, whatever, whatever. Y'all don't think that if this nigga is a real parent, if this nigga is a real nigga and a real daddy, that he's hurt, that he can't see his child for 2 years?
Thank you.
I'm not saying so.
Thank you. No, that was real right there. Thank you. It's like some people, like, just say if it's a rock star. A rock star, they be gone on tours for 6 months. I got a baby mama at home. What I supposed to do with that? I supposed to not go on a tour? But I was a rock star before I had the baby. Nothing's supposed to change. I supposed to lay at home, lose all my endorsement, lose all that, and then be a lazy ass nigga?
No, because if you're a rock star, 9 times out of 100, right, you can motherfucking afford to fly us out there because you not, hold on.
I want you on the road.
You don't gotta have us on the road, but you should see your child.
I don't want you on the airplane. FaceTime, baby. How you gonna tell me what to do with me?
Well, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with you. I'm trying to tell you what to do with our child.
But I'm saying you can make that a comfortable situation also. You can make that a comfortable situation for our child. It's just you saying what you want.
Instead of making it a problem.
You can make that a comfortable situation for us.
Listen, I just know.
Am I right or wrong though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Am I right or wrong? Can you make the situation comfortable?
You can make a situation comfortable only if we could compromise. If like, I could, my child could come see their father.
You can only do that for so long, though.
Yes, so y'all tripping.
If you gone for 6 months, and I know you get money, and I know you got a purpose behind it. Now, if you just out there with no purpose, then I'm definitely gonna feel the type of way.
But
if you out there, with a purpose, of course, me being a mother, I'm going to have to take that role as...
It's not even about you being a mother. It's about you being a real woman.
A woman, a mother, period. Because a child is involved. So regardless of what it is, I have to be a mother. So being a mother is being a woman.
Yeah.
Regardless. Because your whole body changing. You being... That's your womanhood right there, for real, having a child. Because everybody can't do that. So...
But some mothers are not women.
So
being real.
When you have a situation where you going for 6 months, cool. I'm the one who have to sit there and be like, baby, daddy ain't gonna be back for another 6 months. But why? Because this, that, and the third. But I wanna see him. I got a game next week. This is my biggest game of the week.
Oh, that's cool, but you gotta like choose a lazy-ass nigga that gonna lay up and nurture your baby.
No,
that's
just
like a nigga get drafted
money
for war. Like a nigga get drafted for war. He gotta stay, all right, 2 years. Everything different now.
That's different,
I gotta
though.
Stay gone for 2 years.
You have
when
to
you think
stay
you see
gone.
The shit that them people have to tell their kids? Yeah. If a nigga go to jail, them people have to tell, they got to console their kids and make them understand what's going on. You can't change the situation if that's what the situation
you
is.
I'm change the situation. I'm just saying, as a mother, the type of stress that could be having
to keep...
So you don't
think a father has stress too?
I just said that earlier. I said fathers go through postpartum too, but I'm saying if a father
not
is...
Not about postpartum, about separation,
stress,
anxiety.
Stress,
from being away from
depression,
their kids.
All of that, it ties into postpartum. But the thing about it is, I'm getting to the point where me and Sha not saying that nigga, we not saying you can't go make your money. We're talking about us being the ones sitting down to a hurt child, a child who's concerned, a child who is wondering, and we have to, that's like if you was little and your daddy gone for this amount of time, even though he FaceTime you, I got partners who been in jail for years and they done had kids grow up and they 7, 8. and they still like.
And you don't think that destroys them on the inside?
It destroys them, but at the same time, when you have a kid, it ain't about you, because you have to sacrifice.
But you just
so
said it's
much.
About the mama, though. What you mean?
I'm not. I didn't never say it was about the mama. I never said that. I'm saying you when okay, you have a child, you locked up or you gone or whatever. That child gonna feel all of that, regardless of what it is. That child gonna feel it more than that. That nigga that's locked up, because regardless of if he done got locked up for something that he was trying to do or a mistake or whatever, that child is gonna question that mother every day, and that mother is gonna have the stress of explaining, and that's sometimes what grows hate in the child within the parent.
But the thing about it, if you love this nigga,
you gonna try to make it work. You gonna keep on trying to tell that child what that child wants.
Exactly. Let me say this part. If I understand that's hurtful. If you love this man, and y'all was in a relationship and it was some real shit that happened, you're gonna make sure that you make sure your child is comfortable.
Definitely.
If this man did
everything he could and something happens and you love this man and your child, you're gonna make sure both of them are comfortable.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. If you don't fuck with this nigga, you're gonna make sure that child know this a fuck nigga.
Yeah. But that's what happens.
Am I tripping? No. That's what happens, man, 9 times out of 10. If you love this man and you love, like, them people, when they hugging their people and they feel folks finna go off the wall, what they do? They might can't even talk to these people. These are letters. Mm-hmm. I'm reading you the letter your daddy wrote you. I'm gonna make you so comfortable. By the time you see this man, you're gonna love him the same way when he left.
And it's gonna feel like it's gonna feel like the same as.
That don't make sense.
It makes sense, but
no,
as
the woman controls.
Still,
the woman controls the
narrative of the whole shit. That's what I'm saying. Sure. So if you're looking at a nigga as some bullshit, that's how you want your child to look at him. But if you're looking at this man as a king, you're gonna make sure this child know he's a king, no matter if he gone for 2 weeks, baby. Your dad is a king. He loves you. Hold on, let me call him.
Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong?
You gonna be mad, because I'm gonna say you wrong.
How?
Because I just know, like, my mama thought my daddy was some bullshit, but she ain't never told me my daddy was no bullshit.
How you know she thought he was some bullshit then?
What? I used to hear them in the room.
So like, she thought he was some bullshit?
Hold on. My mama used to be like, yo, Sean, we're going to talk to your daddy every Thursday, blah, 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 blah. When my daddy wasn't calling on that phone or whatever, my mama tell me whatever the fuck she need to tell me to make me feel okay. But I hear her in the back arguing with him, and I'm going in there like, why you arguing with my daddy? Give me the phone. She's like, oh, I just said something to your dad. She never told me why she was arguing. I got one even better. One Christmas, my daddy made me send him a whole motherfucking list. He kept saying, Sean, I'm going to buy you everything on this list. I went bragging to my whole family. Hey, I'm going to get everything on this list. My mama got mad at me bragging. She went, had me give her the list. My mama went and bought every motherfucking thing on that list. Had it mailed to the house. I'm calling my daddy like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thinking my daddy sent it. He over there like, oh, you welcome. Let me speak to your mama. Hear me out. 5, 6, 7 years later in our garage, I look at the box and find out that's my mama handwriting. My mama never told me she bought this shit until at the point I was like, mama, that's your handwriting. That ain't my daddy handwriting.
That's solid.
So my mama knew my daddy was some bullshit,
but
she never told me she was some bullshit, so I know.
Because she's solid.
But I wanted to answer your question. I couldn't agree with that because I know my mama knew my daddy was some bullshit, but she didn't throw that shit to me.
But that means she still love him, though, and love you, and want y'all to have the relationship that y'all got.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
She wants y'all to have that relationship because she love him and you. If she hated him, you would know. This nigga ain't bought you shit, I bought it.
True.
If she envied him, you would know. This nigga ain't bought you shit, I bought that.
All
right. I ain't trying to be right. I just done seen this shit. I see it every day, all day with these women. Just they feel the relationship should be through them. Do you feel like your relationship, I mean, Chance's relationship with her dad should be through you?
No.
But that's how most women feel.
No, I feel like they have their own
like,
different
depending on our relationship is the relationship of the kid.
No, I don't feel like that.
Sure. But if the father is never, ever, ever. I'm just saying extreme.
That's a dud. That's ain't too much of a dud. That's why I said we all talking about two different things.
Yeah,
probably.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? A dud is a dud.
A dud is a dud. Can't
a dud is a dud. Yeah. But you can turn a guy that might want to take care of his baby, but I want my fur baby mama back, though. Huh? You can turn me into a... Ah, wait, he get old enough to goddamn baby. Yeah,
I
would
want his
first baby. I'll come get him when he old enough to understand and I can... What's up, bro? This is what happened. I'm sorry.
Start going around talking. You know
yeah, I can't. Man, I can't. I can't control it. A little 4-month baby. I can't. I don't control that.
Right.
Yeah, you can't control
that's
it.
That's the mommy's.
But
you can take her to court.
to get custody, get half custody, if you really care that much.
I ain't even trying to see the court.
I'm just saying. If you really care that much, you want to be around that baby, you will get to that baby.
FOMO, man.
I'm just saying. If you want to get to that baby and you really care about that baby, go put them folks in your business so you get half custody. I'm just saying. If you care that much.
But every nigga ain't gonna do that.
Because they don't care that much.
Every nigga ain't gonna do that.
Because they don't care that much.
I just feel like it's not
because they don't care that much. Period. You don't care that much.
That's what it lead to. If I don't can't stand this bitch, I don't care that much.
Exactly. You don't care that much about that child. Period.
Sometimes that happens.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes this happens. Because one thing about it, what I'm not finna do, I'm not finna let you run my life with this child.
Period.
I don't give a fuck who you is.
Period.
I feel like that's not fair. I feel like you got women out there that'll use that baby against
That's the only thing I'm talking about this whole shit. You're not finna run my life with no child.
You're not gonna run, but I think we're just speaking on the real ones because we're real mothers. We make it happen to where our child won't have to question
but
nothing.
But it still be emotions in that shit, too, It still be emotions. You still can feel some type of way about nothing just because I'm your baby daddy.
It's gonna be emotions because, let me tell you something, when you lay down with somebody and you do something, regardless if you making love or whatever, that's soul ties, period. That's feelings and that's a spiritual thing.
You have to be adult enough.
Right about
you have to be adult enough to admit that. And admit that it doesn't have anything to, one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Facts. Even that, that's facts. Facts. That's facts. Definitely facts.
You got to admit that it ain't got nothing to do with this baby, how I feel about you. Because we soul tied and got shit to do with my baby. Why you putting the baby in?
Definitely don't. But
why put the baby in her?
I said, why putting the baby in what we got going on? Because you miss me. Just say I miss you, babe. Come fuck me and see your baby.
There you go.
That's what the motherfucker really be want to say. Say that. Instead of saying, I'm tired, come get this goddamn baby. That ain't what you calling about.
You calling about something.
You calling because you just seen whatever you seen and you that made you trigger something that you want. I miss this nigga, but I'm finna use this for that.
Yeah, but me, yes, well, I ain't doing that. You just gone about your business.
You're one of one.
I just feel like if you don't have no kids, once you have a kid, you'll get it, you'll understand the stress, you'll understand, because you can always I done had friends who don't have kids, I had a friend, she has a little girl, my old friend, she had a little girl, her baby daddy wasn't around, so me stepping in being a good friend, I was that muscle to her and her child, because at the same time, when you have a kid, you don't know what direction, especially like I keep saying, if it's your first child, you don't have no direction. You can always depend on your mama them, but at the same time, they didn't lay down and have that kid, so you gotta figure it out. So by you saying, oh, you know what you laying down with, da 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 da. Yeah, I know I laid down with a real nigga, but this real nigga switched up when shit got real.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. A nigga can switch up when shit get real.
I'm talking about a nigga who switch up. I'm talking about a motherfucker who switch up on him.
Yeah, it's now women it's out
like,
there that'll
now
switch
it's like
up.
I gotta be your warden now. I gotta be your probation officer. I gotta be everything because we got a baby together. That don't go like that.
Nah, you don't have you, to. That's huh? not what I'm
I said,
saying.
I don't agree with that neither.
Yeah, I don't. I totally feel like, okay, I get it. Okay, cool. You keep me on my toes about my baby because I don't know nothing about no baby. You don't either. So keep me on my toes. But when it starts to be like, okay, now it's like threats with this shit and obligation that some shit that I know I don't like. Come on, man. You want me to leave work to go get her from school and you, cause I'm tired, I'm asleep. Well, you can get up and go get her. But I'm working. You still, and then if I lose my job, now I'm a lazy ass nigga. When you gonna find another job? Like, motherfucker wants you to be super nigga too.
Oh, you gotta put this life.
But you got super moms out there too now.
All right, but that's what I'm saying. But women are stronger than men.
That's why I said women mature faster.
Yeah. Women are the backbone of the family.
Definitely.
When you hear a motherfucker say, we going down, never say I'm going to my granddad's house, I'm going to my grandma's house.
Right.
I'm going to, like, I pay for all my bills ever, forever. They going over their mama's house. They ain't coming over their dad's house.
They going to granny's.
That's just how that go. So it's up to you on how it's going to go if you're dealing with a person that's trying to be involved. Mm-hmm. But you can take a person that's trying to be involved and put them to a point that where they can't be involved to things. Like you say, either go to the courts or we come up with a mutual understanding. Because now, okay, just say, if I got a wife, if I go get married, and it's like, I see, my wife see something between me and my baby mom. They got a rift, just them two. But me and my baby mom, cool, but she tell me, out of respect, let me deal with her with the baby. Mm-hmm. Women take that some kind of way. He my baby daddy. No, this is my wife now.
Right.
So we are together. So why she can't come get my baby, whatever it do, and then I heard women be like, But why she got to be there with her all day? Why right. you ain't there?
Right.
How that work?
Right.
Damien, you ready?
All right. Listen, I personally don't give a fuck. Like, my child's father could date whoever the fuck. As long as I have her information and I could get in contact with her and she could get in contact with me, we ace boom.
But have you seen women but do that?
I have seen women do that. And to a certain extent, I understand. Because it's like, if my child is asking for her daddy, like if Chance go, mommy, I want to see my daddy. And then I finally get with you on your schedule and you say, all right, I'm going to come pick up Chance. And you gonna spend, I'm going to spend time with Chance. And then Chance go with there with you. And then Chance pick that iPhone up and call me like, mommy, I just been here with Keisha. Because daddy went to work and daddy doing this and I'm just here with Keisha. I'm still going to get in that ass because it's like, buddy, she been asking to spend time with you, not Miss Keisha. Mm-hmm. She want to spend time mm-hmm. with you. I got an issue because you could have kept her ass at the house then. She want to spend time but with
tired.
You.
You tired. I'm just giving you a break. If I ain't got time, I ain't got time. I'm giving you a break. My wife got her. She going to love my baby just like I love her. This is my wife.
Well, you telling me two different scenarios. But if I'm tired, I don't give a fuck who she with. Okay, like even now, I be tired as fuck. My daughter be with her auntie. She be with her daddy auntie, her daddy great grandma. She be with all her daddy homeboy, her daddy homegirl. I don't mind. I got y'all information. I'm cool with that. But if my Chance is asking for her daddy, you not taking her to your homeboy, your grandmama house, and to everybody. She want you.
She want you. She
if you ain't got time for her, then talk to me about it. Let's figure out when you got time for her. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because if the baby is asking for you, fuck auntie, grandma,
all
the other people.
But at the same time,
but if I'm tired, I don't give a fuck who
she is. If the baby asking for me and you saying I'm a good parent, what makes me a good parent? If I'm already a good parent, kids going to always want to see they parents. They always want, like my grandbaby want to see, she want to come over our house every day. Can I call y'all our granddaddy? You can't. Not every day. So kids going to know that there's disappointments in life. Because I'm being a great father, too. I'm making sure you have clothes. I'm making sure you have your livelihood is good. I'm making sure my wife got you. I'm making sure my mama got you. I'm making sure your mom is having time for herself. I mean, whatever. But still, nah, she needs to see you. You need to sit at the house. Woo. Nah.
It ain't nobody said you need to sit at the house. She need to sit. All I'm saying is if your child, that's like, you know, your grandbaby, when your grandbaby call you, granddaddy, I want to see you, what you do? You make sure you see her. You may not see her every day, but if your granddaughter call you, bank, I know you, you going to make
but
sure you
see
her.
But I don't have no problem disappointing her if I'm busy, for real.
But I'm
talking about somebody that's busy for
but
real.
But you going to tell her, I'm busy for the rest of the week, but I see you Sunday. You going to let
Sunday
her...
Sunday call him if I got something else going on, I'm going to call on FaceTime like, I ain't going to be able to come get you right. Disappointments happen.
I give you that.
But when the baby mama, if it was my baby mama and I lied, I done fucked up the whole world. My whole world fucked up. Now I gotta go through with you because it's like you promised her. But if when you get your shit by chance shit happened. I didn't know that we finna do the raw and all. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't get my baby son. Mm-hmm. So but I thought, nah, I ain't gonna be able to do that shit. Scream! I gotta got there and get my baby.
I ain't saying that, because, I mean, that's my life right now.
But I'm asking you a question. Would you be pissed off if he promised her and she's going to be upset when Sunday comes?
Yeah, I'm being honest with you. Yes, I would still feel away, but I could still be understanding. You could still feel away and be pissed off at somebody and still have understanding. That shit happened with me and my daughter daddy all the time. Like, it'd be certain shit I'd be like, yo, I'm going to take Chance to swimming. Just today, I'm taking Chance to swimming. But we still here. Hey, buddy, can you take her to swimming?
But if he's a good father, what I'm saying is he's a good father. I mean, he's going to make that up.
Right, but I'm just saying that it's still the disappointment. If come Sunday, you ain't do what you said you was going to do with grandbaby, she could still be disappointed, and then you go and tell her another day, but the mama could still feel a type of way, like, damn, I didn't tell her, she's still feeling the way.
But you're going to disappoint her also. So I could feel like I'm going to get away.
We both can. We both her parents. You could still, I'll be feeling fucking pissed off with myself with Chance. You get what I'm saying? Mamas feel the same shit. But if I got to deal with my own disappointment with her,
what you're saying.
And then I got to double up with your disappointment with her.
I get what you're saying, but when I disappoint her, why do me and you have to be at odds? Instead of you saying, what happened?
No, we don't have to be at odds. What I'm saying is we don't have to
be at odds. 9 out of 10, if this dude disappoints you, you're going to get in that ass, like you just said, Shy.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not being understanding.
No, listen, no, I said you can give somebody a situation, right? I could be understanding and still feel away. That's what I said. You can be understanding to the situation,
but
like,
how you understand if
away.
I don't know you're being understanding.
What
if
you
I only know that you feel away, is what I'm saying. That no, was wrong way.
We could go, like, right now. Sunday. You supposed to get your granddaughter Sunday, but we got the mall shit Sunday, so now you can't get her. I can still feel away because I didn't make plans for Sunday because baby gonna be with grandpa.
I understand, but when you feel away, are you being disrespectful to me?
No, you don't have to be disrespectful. You can express like, man, you got me fucked up right now, but I understand,
but do that normally happen rarely? Rarely happen?
Well, my case?
Well, whoever.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else. Some people, I agree with y'all. Some people, I agree with you and Jay. Some bitches are bullshit. You do have bullshit women out here that just give me a hard time. But I was speaking more so of the women that's just regular as fuck.
So what do you say if he, like you said, in a situation, if he can't get to the, get the kid, and what do you say?
I'm going to tell you my exact thing. This that shit I be talking about. You see how you got the option and I don't have the option because I got to leave Big Facts. When you tell me you got some other shit, I got to leave set. And everybody around my job got to understand. But you got the option.
That. You come like that, I respect
bye.
That.
I figured out, bye. And I
respect that. That's you how come like that. But I'm saying, but some women come from a disrespectful place.
Yeah, I can't speak
like
for that.
Like probably.
Yeah, some women are
just like all this shit started with bruh.
Yeah.
Playing devil's advocate is a lot of times when the daddy is the disappointment, the daddy's disappointment greatly outweighs the mommy's disappointment whenever the mom has to be disappointing the child. She makes a bigger deal.
But that come with it because the mom is like...
No, that's what I'm saying.
All the way with her.
That's what I'm saying, but that's how that shit goes. It's like, it's not an even scale, and that's when niggas start... like taking offense to this shit because it's like, damn, like I know I had something to do and I know normally you pick up the slack, but like, okay, I had something to do. But then when it's a situation when the mom has something to do, true enough, she's with him all the time and she deserves to have 10 million things to get to do and to not be able to do it. But it should be like an understanding, like you said, instead of
your parents are your first heroes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't respect a woman who trying to turn me to a villain instead of a hero. I can't respect that. So I can sit here and talk to y'all about this all day because I see this shit happening.
That's the biggest point of it all.
Like, don't argue at me in front of my kid. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, or don't even let me overhear that nigga, somebody else, my mama sent these gifts. Now you're a fuck nigga in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Regardless of how she come back and try to sugarcoat or what. Because I love you more than I love him, regardless, because I'm around you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see you hurt behind this nigga, I'm starting to look at him different.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, he could be a good dad.
Yeah.
For real, when you look at it, what the word is? Before you make a...
Oh.
What's the word?
Impetuous
decision or action. All in all, you come back and be like, you can compare it to, he ain't really no bullshit. I just trying to keep him on his toes, but keeping him on his toes can have this child looking at him the wrong way.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? And I see that shit so much.
Me too.
That shit's sickening. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit's sickening, and Zay Tiggy.
Yeah,
it is.
That shit's sickening because at the end of the day, you want me to move off your feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying any nigga that don't take care of his kids, like, I don't fuck with niggas that don't take care of their kids.
Right.
Like, you can't even be my partner.
Yeah,
right.
Because how the fuck you going to tell me you love me or fuck with me when you don't love and fuck with your kids?
Yeah.
You a duck.
Something
me.
That you brought in as well.
Like, that's the ultimate fuck you.
You a duck.
Like, real shit, you a duck. But I understand when a nigga trying to do everything he can do and I just got a bitch who in her feelings.
Right. Right.
So now I got to just give it to God and goddamn tell whoever's how I can get this money or go down to the courts, which niggas ain't really finna do that because then I fuck around and go down here I got an old warrant.
Now you got yourself locked up.
You do that?
Right.
You got yourself locked up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a catch 22. If a female's in a feeling, that's the worst place for her when your kid is involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Because then you're going to put me in my feelings and I got to stand on some sucker shit. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody getting hurt but the baby.
Right.
Right. I agree with that. I think ultimately, I think what Zay Tiggy and I are talking about is that like we feel for our kid.
Mm-hmm.
So like when a mama like
feel all
that
their
shit.
Emotions.
And
listen,
I think
you
that,
ain't
like,
said
me,
nothing wrong. Y'all ain't said nothing wrong. I guess it's just a misunderstanding on what we're talking about.
I think we were talking about two different type of women. I wasn't talking about the bitches that just be giving the niggas a hard time just to give them a hard time.
But shit, you really getting Chan Dad a hard time though.
What?
You just say it was a good dad, but you get in that ass if you miss one thing.
Listen, I get into you already hold on. I ain't gonna put that shit on camera, but you and I know the personal. So, like, I get on Chance Dad because in my thing, I'm going to keep it a buck. If I was to die, I want to make sure that Chance still got the same type of
going
that's going on.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I know I ain't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
I got high standards for myself, and that means I birthed this child, I got high standards for my daughter. Sure. So if I go pedal to the metal 24 motherfucking 8, which both of y- all y'all on this couch know, I go 24-7 for Chance. I need Chance Daddy to meet me and go 24 fucking 8 the same way. Not that's all I'm saying.
But you basically saying, like, bro, I ain't even finna let you start slipping.
No,
when you start slipping, you'll slip out.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
I get that. I respect that,
too. Before we even had Chance, I tell him, hey, I'm on your ass. My foot gonna always remain on your neck because I want your foot to always be on my neck when it come to this baby.
What about when it come, when it start coming from a disrespectful place?
I don't disrespect Chance Daddy.
That's a difference.
Yeah, like, we
some
don't got
no... Some of these women being disrespectful when they being
in fit. We don't got no disrespect.
But when you start using the word of, I feel envious, envious, all disrespect, envy, hate, all that come with that.
I get that, but I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't care how y'all feel about it, but I'm going to just be honest. Like, if I am taking care of Chance, and Chance was whatever age, and I got her 7, 8, 9, 10 days a week, mm-hmm. all day 24-7, and then Chance Daddy is on his motherfucking Instagram, and he out with his homeboys, out with a bitch, I am envious of that. Now, any woman that's going to tell you she not envious of that, she's lying. I don't care how y'all feel about it. It could be hate or whatever. That's the reality of it. I'm going to be envious of that shit because my life ain't what it was, and you still back to what your old life is, and I'm at the house with this baby.
I respect that. I respect that.
I'm going to be envious of that. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm envious of that shit.
I respect that you're standing on that, but being envious of that can...
I guess what y'all said, the hater
part. Okay. Being envious of that can cause you to make, what's the word?
Impetuous decisions
and motions that'll fuck up the whole shit.
And you know what? I'm going to sit here and tell y'all, y'all probably absolutely motherfucking right. I'm going to give y'all that. But if I'm taking care of my child 24-8 and this nigga in the clubs, hell yeah, I'm with you impetuous motherfucking decision. I'm on that ass. I'm probably going to be at the club when you coming out this bitch.
Right.
She don't play. She come get your ass.
Oh, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
JT, we appreciate you. Congratulations.
Sure. Thank you.
30 low.
This nigga brought these baby mama problems in.
He had a word on it.
Right. Like, he had a word on it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I had to get it on. You know
nah, for real. Appreciate y'all pulling up, man.
Yeah. Sure. I appreciate you having me too, bro.
Nah, that was a good one, though. I fucked
up. Always check us out at www.bigfaxpod.com. It's Big Facts Friday.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season 3 of I Didn't Know. Maybe you didn't either. On the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I did.